From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome to our program. Thank you for joining with us around God's Word. We will be moving on to chapter 12 of John's Gospel today. Our subject is Lazarus dining with his Saviour, verses 1 and 2 of chapter 12. Please remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. We will be continuing our study of what the Bible has to say about the future of the Jewish people. A full tape of a sermon preached on this subject by me is available free to anyone who requests it. But back to this morning. Here is a lovely hymn sung for us by the Whitfield Choir. It was Down at the Feet of Jesus. After we listen to the hymn, we'll be turning to John chapter 12.
It was down at the feet of Jesus.
Turning now to John chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, and our subject is Lazarus dining with his Saviour. From this point onward in the Gospel of John, there is a record only of the words of Christ spoken privately to his disciples. His public comments to the unbelieving Jewish leaders are at an end. This serves to remind us that the Lord does not go on speaking to those who will not hear him. He will cease to speak and leave them in that dreadful silence that is the mark of having mercy withdrawn and being forsaken of God. I was converted through a verse that highlights this dreadful judgment. And the Lord said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man." Genesis chapter 6 and 3. My mind was enlightened to understand that there was a limit to the merciful strivings of God with sinful, rebellious man. Man's stout-hearted resistance to God would result in him being forsaken in his sins, Please remember the words of the Saviour as he gazed upon Jerusalem on the occasion of his final entry into that city. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, If thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. For the day shall come upon thee, that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round, and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. Luke chapter 19, the verses 41 to 44. As we turn to John 12, the first two verses, let us first of all see in this passage a foreshadowing of the honour the true Christian will enjoy one day. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Verse 2. It is the promise of Christ to come again and gather his people to himself one day, and they shall enter with him into the marriage supper of the Lamb. Revelation 19, verse 9 reads, Right blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. There is a place there for every true believer, and that glorious prospect is foreshadowed here in this passage. To sit with Christ in heaven requires that you be born again. Lazarus had experienced a resurrection. The new birth is a spiritual resurrection. Paul said to the Ephesian Christians, And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved. Ephesians chapter 2, the verses 1 and 5. Sitting with Christ will be a time of joy and gladness. How many times during that meal did not the thoughts of Lazarus turn to what he was a few days before? He had been dead. His sisters and the larger circle of family and friends had been in deep mourning. A dark cloud of grief had hung over that little village. But now it is all gone. The air is filled with joy and gladness and rejoicing, as thanks are offered for the wonderful raising up of Lazarus. That is how heaven contrasts with earth. That is how the continuing praise of the redeemed in heaven is fueled. They remember how it was with them before Christ wonderfully changed everything. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Revelation 1, verses 5 and 6. That will be the Christian's song throughout eternity. Have you yet begun to sing it here, dear listener? Every true believer can be heard singing the beginning of that song, rehearsing, as it were, for heaven. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praises unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Psalm 40 and the verses 2 and 3. Secondly, the true Christian manifests forth the power of God in their life. they have been changed by God's power. They are no longer what once they were. Paul was able to say, "But by the grace of God I am what I am, and this grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain." 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and the verse 10. That is what Lazarus doubtless would have been saying. "I was dead for 4 days. I lay in the tomb, corrupting and stinking. But Christ raised me up and gave me new life." That, my friend, is the testimony of the experience of the true child of God. Thirdly, the true child of God will be found in the Saviour's company and presence. He will not be ashamed of him, but will own him in every situation and in all company. The enemy was very much watching this gathering. Verse 10 of this chapter indicates that. "But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death. But despite the threat and the danger, Lazarus boldly owned Christ as his Savior and friend." So too must each one of us. The circumstances we find ourselves in may not be altogether like those in this passage, and yet there is a very striking likeness. This is a day when the Savior's word is under attack both within and without the professing Christian denominations. Men would have us believe that when God says black, he really meant white. When the Lord said sin, he really meant holiness. There are those who would simply turn the Bible on its head. Now, to say that, and to reject such nonsense, and believe simply what the Bible says, will bring odium and despising upon your head. There is a price to pay in these days to stand up for and to stand with the Lord Jesus, just as there was in the days of Lazarus. Tell me, are you willing to pay that price? Or do you simply keep your head down and hope that nobody will notice you? That is a sinful and cowardly denial of the Savior. Let us be like Lazarus in this matter, and publicly and joyfully own Christ as our Christ and our God. May God help all who profess his dear name to do so. Please join me tonight at 9 o'clock, when we will continue our study of the future of the Jewish people. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.